Subhanallah, subhanallah. 24 minutes after 5, Central African time, on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arbi'ah. Yes, it's the 6th of Ramadan, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We continue with the commentary and tafsir of Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12. Today our focus is on verses number 24, right up to verse number 28. Quickly, the background: Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, is the father. Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, is the son. He has 11 brothers. One brother is full brother, Benjamin, Benjamin, and the other 10 are consanguine brothers, half brothers from the father's side. The mother is different. So much jealousy, envy. Hence, they threw their brother into the well, the 10 of them. And thereafter, the travelers came and they sold him into slavery. He is there in Egypt. And there a big diplomat and minister purchased him. His wife's name is Zuleika, according to historical sources. His name, the minister's name, is Qitfir. And according to the books of Tafsir and commentary, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, is approximately 17 years old. As the day passes, his beauty enhances and is getting more and more handsome. So she, Zuleika, tries and seduces him. While he was in her house, she closed all the windows, doors and everything and said, Haytallah, come here, come here. And he said, Ma'ad Allah, Allah alone protect me. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who gave me all these bounties and favors. Your husband is treating me so well. Now what happens? Chapter 12, verses 24 to 28. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ. And indeed she made a firm intention. She was craving and she was passionate and she had that, you know, real seduction in her. She wanted her. Lust and desire must be fulfilled. See, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ وَلِلَّهِ قَدْ. Double emphasis. And surely, definitely, she made the firm intention. Now what will be Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's response? Whenever a person is putting and placing his trust in Allah, Almighty Allah always helps him. Now understand how to translate the sentence. وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّي. You start from لَوْلَا. Had it not been that he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, saw the evidence and proof from his Allah, from his sustainer, nourisher, with the spiritual eyes, he saw the special mercy of Allah enveloping him, then wahamma biha, then he also should have made intention. Meaning, he didn't make intention at all. Why? Because the special help and mercy of Almighty Allah came. Therefore, Allah is praising him in the next sentences. كَذَٰلِكَ لِنَصْرِفَ أَنْهُ السُّوءَ وَالْفَحْشَاءَ سَمَلَلِي. We diverted away from him the evil and all the obscenity and indecency. Why? إِنَّهُ مِنَ عِبَادِنَا الْمُخْلَصِينَ. Indeed, he is from our special servants who are very, very pure and they very, very sincere. مُخْلَصِينَ, have been made sincere and purified. Now she could not stick it. I must fulfill my last 10 desires. She's craving. She's trying to seduce him. Everybody is down. She's alone with him. Everybody else is gone. Now what he does? He rushes towards the door, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. She is in hot pursuit of him and chasing him. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ. Both of them went to the door. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in front and she at the back. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيسَهُ مِنْ دُبُورٍ. The long shirt, the kurta mubarak he had on. And she tore his kurta mubarak from the back. At the back, she tore it because she wanted that he must fulfill Allah forbid her lust and desire. Now, when all this was happening, وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. And they both of them met. سَيِّدَهَا, her husband. So the master, meaning the husband, Qitfir, Ladal Bab, he came in from outside and they were rushing from inside. So now they met them. Now he could see there's some commotion going on. She tried to play, you know, many a time people are guilty and then they turn it the other way. They spin it as the politicians do. قالت, she said, Zuleika, مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهَلِكَ سُوءًا. What is the punishment for a person who made the intention with your wife of evil? He wanted to seduce me. He wanted to commit a crime with me. Allah forbid, ma'azallah. She twisted everything. إِلَّا أَيُّزْجَنَا. She already accused him of the crime and already suggested the punishment. Except he should be imprisoned, or adabun alim, or a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. So he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, a handsome person of handsomeness and the greatest akhlaq and character of that time. So what does he say? قال هي راودتني عن نفسي. She is the one who seduced me. But now it's stalemate. He is alone. She is alone. Qitfir, the husband, is outside. He doesn't know who's the witnesses. Allah Jalla wa Ala makes divine arrangements. So now the news had spread. So Almighty Allah made her Zuleika ibn Khaliha, her uncle's son. And that is an infant, a baby. How Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, came, exonerated his mother when the Jutlas and the Jews and them said he is Ibn Zaniya, Allah forbid, the son of a harlot and a street lady, Allah forbid. He said, Inni Abdullah, the first word spoken by Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, I am the slave of Allah. He exonerated his mother because they said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. How can we speak to a baby who is in the cradle? And how there the baby came to the rescue. Jesus, peace be upon him. Yeah, the small little infant spoke. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. One of her family members gave testimony. He said to Qitfir, now you must do this, and then you will find who is innocent and who is guilty. إِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ قُبُلٍ. That if you see the kurta mubarak, the long shirt, is torn from the front, فَصْوَدَقَتْ, then Zuleika is speaking the truth. وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, and he, Joseph, then he is not speaking the truth. وَإِنْ كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ قُدَّ مِنْ دُبُرٍ. And if you see the kurta mubarak, the long shirt, it is torn مِنْ دُبُرٍ from the back. فَكَذَبَتْ, it means she is lying, Zuleika. وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and he is speaking the truth. يُوسُفُ أَيُّهَا الصِّدِّيقُ, He's a messenger. He's a Nabi of Allah, ma'soom, protected by divine protection from all vices and sin. Now Kitfir looks. He is the umpire, the referee. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيسَهُ So when he sees the qamis, the kurta mubarak, the long shirt of Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, قُدَّ مِن دُبُرِينَ So he then sees he's torn from the back. Meaning his wife is guilty. Zulaykha is guilty. قال, he says, قِتْفِير the husband, إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنْ This whole story of yours, that he is guilty, is your plotting and planning, you women. You know, woman, what you can do sometimes. Not all, but many. إِنَّ كَيْدَكُنَّ عَظِيمٌ When the women start plotting, planning, scheming, then it is a very, very big plot and a plan and scheming. For Shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, what Allah says, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا The plotting, planning of Satan, Lucifer is weak. And of woman, عَظِيمٌ Very, very big. Then what happens? Tomorrow, inshaAllah. Let's take you around the world, news, views and interviews. Now we see the story of the two B's. One side is BB and the other side is Biden. Both of them BBs. You know what I mean by BBs? You must remember both of them pakka 100% haramis. So the conversation goes like this. BB, first of all, Biden speaks. He tells BB, this whole reform of yours, judicial reform, you need to do some compromises, you need to scrap it or do something, but he was diplomatic. So BB tells him, we are not going to listen to anybody and we will not back down, even if it is our closest friends. So what's happening now? So Biden says, okay, no more you're going to have an invitation in the short-term future to come visit the White House. And during the Trump years, this BB and his wife, they used to take their dirty laundry and washing and go wash there in the White House. These are these haramis. Remember that. Pakka murtu shaitans they are. Remember that. Then you see what is happening now. The protesters say, we going on. So the protesters have won the battle, but not the war as yet. The war will still be won. Israel is imploding and crumbling. You heard me, Jutla Zionist? That's what's happening. So see what a sad incident. People going for Umrah and to Mecca, and then the brakes failed of that bus. Allah alone knows, you know, sometimes these people, is their greed that overtakes them. But be that as it may, they became shaheed, more than 20, and more than 20 injured tomorrow on the Day of Justice. Innahum yub'athuna yawm al-qiyamah yulabbi. They will wake up, be resurrected on the Day of Justice. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. They will be the honored ones. They passed away as shuhada. Allah Ta'ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. Grant their families sabr jameel, endurance, patience. Those who are injured, Allah give them shifa. Another important story. You don't listen to the mass media. They say in Lisbon, that is the capital of Portugal, that two people died, the Ismaili Muslims. They're not Muslims, they're 100% out of the fold of Islam. The Aga Khanis, the Ismailis, one of the subgroups of the Kufar Shia, they got nothing to do with Islam. They themselves will tell you they're not Muslim. This murderer there in Nashville, Tennessee, had 7 guns. Can you believe that? That person, whether you are to call him male or female, because transgender, was a real sharpshooter. Do you know America? You want to go to America, Barbara? So remember that you came back from there flying, right, you and Craig? That in this year alone, according to statistics, 89 school shootings in America. Northern Ireland is likely to see some terrorist attack. They're hyping it up. Because why? The Good Friday Peace Treaty, 25 years now, next week Friday. So now they're saying, no, there might be terrorist attack and so forth. Kamala Harris is in Ghana, then Zambia, then Tanzania, and giving millions of dollars. She doesn't know the African leaders. They will say, Nigalo Mali, give us the money and we will join Russia. You see, the African leaders are getting very intelligent now. Mexico, 40 people dead at the border, and most of them Guatemalans, and they wanted to enter into America legally, illegally. They're not interested. Listen to the stories. What these Zionists, Haramis, Jutlas can do. There is a person, Jeremy Corbyn, I like him. He speaks 100% in favor of the Palestinians. He speaks for justice. From the age of 18, he was with the Labour Party, and now he became the leader. Then they made him resign and what have you. Now they suspended him, that you can't. So he's going to stand as an independent, and inshallah, he will defeat all of them, inshallah. Can you believe this? Must be some Jutla sponsored, you must remember that survey. They're asking which are the happiest countries in the world. They say Israel is the fourth happiest country in the world. Can such a harami nation be the fourth happiest? Every day almost killing, injuring, maiming somebody. So Israel, now yesterday they passed the ruling. The Passover is coming next week, is one of their sacred days and week. So 1 week, 7-8 days. They say that even in the hospital you can't serve them bread. There's a ban on bread. Can you believe that? That is the Jutla system. Not a chosen nation, but remember, a cursed nation by Almighty Allah. India, Russia, the ties are increasing and booming, skyrocketing, you must remember, especially the oil and fertilizer and so forth. And Qatar, big problems there as well. That's why I told you these Arab countries, without exclusion, exemption, waylul lil Arab. Can you believe how they make the Muslims feel? You must remember, the Western culture is the best and white is best. White is the best and the West is the best and so forth. So some companies in Qatar are telling the Muslim employees, making iftar here and all that in our offices is very unprofessional. Can you believe that? Not all, some of the companies in Qatar. Now, yeah, I want to give you 2-3 stories, but before that, you need to know what Quran says. Chapter 5, verse 82. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. The last verse of the 6 Supara, 6 Jews. Your worst enemies will be the Jews, the Jutlas, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, Hindus. We don't say every Jew and every Hindu, but we will say majority. Look at Israel, the apartheid terrorist regime, and apartheid India. Now it was reported in the Indian media, the thugs and the goons of the BJP and Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, they got a hold of an imam, they assaulted him, they cut his beard and so forth, and the poor man now is lying in hospital. Nothing will happen to these goons and these thugs and these gangsters. That is the biggest democracy in the world. What a mockery of your Hindutva and so forth. Israel, the Haramis, the cursed nation, Ben-Gvir wants his own militia. And remember yesterday in Jerusalem, this pro-government Bibi and Smotrich and Ben-Gvir, they came to the Palestinian, they beat him up and assaulted him. These are innocent people, but because you belong, you're a Muslim or a Palestinian, they beat you up. And India will do nothing, and Israel will do nothing. But they claim they are the largest democracy in the world, or the only democracy in the Middle East. Shame on you that both of you have become real haramis. Therefore, Hans Blix, if you remember him, he was the guy who told them for Bush and Blair that you guys must know in Iraq and all that there's no weapons of mass destruction. So he said, yes, Bush and Blair must be called, as you are calling Putin to the ICC. He also, they must be put on the list, Bush and Blair. And we say all these Israeli leaders should also be put on that. See, our stance is this. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, and any government, right? I'm here to teach you through Islam. You like it? Alhamdulillah. You don't like it? It's your business. Remember, but what you are doing is absolutely haram in Islam. I'm referring to 2 things. big adverts are being sent to me and to other people. There will be an iftar party at the beach, mass iftar, on 1st April. This is not some April Fool joke or something. This is totally haram, brothers, sisters. It's totally haram. To contribute is haram. To attend is haram. Remember, you can't be making a mockery of Islam. We will expose all these haram actions. Second one, on the other side of the spectrum, you get our sellouts. You must remember, they want to go to a church. They want to go here and there and have interfaith iftar. Where is your shame gone to? You must remember, I remember in the Bush years, those days I used to object already. I say, you Americans, where's your shame? The man killed 1 million people. Madeleine Albright, the Harami, the Jutli, she said it's worth it to kill 500,000 children of Iraq. Mm-hmm. And you say you're going to have iftar in the White House. Shame on you, man. Mm-hmm. All these, you can quote me in any part of the world. Your mass iftar is totally haram. Your interfaith iftar is totally haram. نَحْنُ نَبْتَتَبَرَّأُ مِنْكُمْ We disassociate ourselves from you and we say all these activities A to Z are haram. You like it? Alhamdulillah. You don't like it? Allah give you hidayat. May Allah make it easy for us. Remember today 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Muhammad Aku with Mawaz Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 inshallah will be Bliss of Marriage and 1:05 to 1:30 will be inshallah Surah Al-Qari'ah in today's tafsir. Inshallah.
I've got brother Yaqub. He wants to know, Ustad, what is the fate of soldiers who kill innocent people and later they say, we are sorry, Ustad?
It doesn't mean anything. The Jutlas have murdered thousands of our people. Then you say, sorry. Nay, there must be repercussions. There must be consequences. Remember that you must have a court case. And you must remember after World War II, they had the Nuremberg trials and all that. We need to do the same for Bush, for Blair, all those Israeli leaders and so forth and European leaders that who murdered and killed thousands of Muslims in Iraq, in Afghanistan and even non-Muslim countries like Vietnam and so forth. So therefore, I say even the ANC, this is where they fell short. You must remember they went into a peace treaty with the nationalist government, but where were the reparations? No reparations. Ordinary Joe the plumber, Joe the builder, his situation is worse now than under apartheid, if you ask the man in the street. So we say, when we're taking over India, when we're taking over Palestine, which will happen in our lifetime, inshallah, bismillah, we must be reparations, there must be punishment. Remember, you cannot get off with impunity.
Somebody wants to know, does smoking vape break the fast, Ustaz?
Yes, remember, 100%. You're smoking, our fatwa is smoking, buying, selling cigarettes, smoking, all haram, not permissible. On that score, we agree with the Saudi ulama of the past. You must remember, Sheikh bin Baz and all of them, their fatwa was, at-tadkhinu haram. They used to say, the smoking is not, and today you can just see the harm it causes to the people's lungs, to the people's health, the environment and everybody. So to get involved in the smoking industry, Smoky Joe. So you must remember that we don't want Smoking Joe and that or Sleepy Joe. We want a sober nation, not a sleepy and a smoking nation.
Subhanallah. You got a new listener by the name of Fabian. Fabian. He says, I listen to your show every morning. Has Iran shot itself in the foot, so to speak? Fabian Ustad.
My brother Fabian, before I respond to your question, because by you, any person with a Muslim name, you will say is a Muslim. Our verdict regarding Iran, not from now past 20, 30 years, and I've been to Iran, and I spent, you must remember, 12, 13 days there in Iran. Nobody troubled me or harassed me. Myself, my wife, remember, first Rabiul Awwal, our Islamic month, and I returned on the 13th. So my brother, these Iranians, they are Shias. Majority of them, 80%, whatever you want to say, 80, 85, 75, whatever. So they are not Muslim. They have Muslim names, so you must remember. Anybody wants to know, I give you these three references. Go and see what Khomeini wrote of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and the Sahaba in Kashful Asrar. I have the book. And go see what he wrote in Tawdihul Masail regarding Mut'ah. He said, you can make prostitution for 1 hour. This is Khomeini La'anahullah. And yesterday I saw another book of Khomeini which I have, Zubdatul Ahkam. He says that when you have this muta prostitution, then after the time is elapsed and expired, la tawarutha baynahuma, then there is no question of inheritance and all that. So what is this? 100% prostitution. So they are not Muslims, my brother. So Iran, I support them on 2-3 issues. Number one, they must go nuclear. Remember, that's one. We say 100% you're on the right path there. Second one, you must have good ties with Russia. Third one, you must give them the kamikaze drones and so forth. So all that we agree with them. But remember, are they Muslim? No, they're not Muslim. So many times they shoot themselves in the foot. You must remember, easy example I give you. Till today, 2023, anybody tells you something else is a agent or a sympathizer of Iran. In the capital, Tehran, they don't have a single proper masjid dedicated to the Sunnis for us Muslims. Remember, it's the only capital in the world, in the Muslim countries, and that they doesn't have facilities for us. So they tell you, go read here, or let not the mosque that, remember that. So that is where we are, Brother Fabian.
Sister Elizabeth says, so is South Africa a failed state? Who's that?
If South Africa is a failed state, then what we all doing here? South Africa is one of the best countries in the world, but three things have destroyed South Africa. You don't know Urdu, so if you knew Urdu and Hindi, you should know this one saying, Ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiraag se. Outside our house, our shop, our premises, we put the best alarm systems and security. But the crook is in the house, the elephant is in the house. So the crime from top to bottom, that is the biggest problem with our crooked politicians. Then corruption, don't speak, that increases day by day. And then cater deployment. So these are the three things that are killing South Africa. Otherwise, remember, we are the best country to live in. And even now, I say so. So that's why we're sitting still. You see this program we're having now? No Muslim country, Arab country will allow it. Ask me. I'll be the first guy they lock up. So that is what they will do, these haramis, you must remember.
Ustad, Sister Tully says, what is the most important advice that the Prophet Muhammad gave to his followers? Tali, Ustad.
My sister Tali, last night somebody asked me a question. That, and to be honest, my very close family member. She said, when will Sister Tali embrace Islam? And now you are asking this question, my sister Tali. The greatest advice Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, gave to humanity. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Become a true Muslim. Embrace Islam and believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Allah. Believe in Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the final and last messenger. Believe in all the articles of faith and then you will be successful. So that is the greatest advice he gave for humanity. So that is what we are waiting for from your side, sister. Tilly, we are like the ever-ready battery. So we're waiting for you. Whenever you're ready, we're ready.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, how many days are there in a Islamic year? Is it fixed or does it vary? The days remain the same, but the dates, they change. You start.
Remember, before you understand that, you must understand about the months and so forth. Minimum days in an Islamic month will be lunar month, 29 days. And maximum will be 30 days. So if every month is 30, which doesn't happen, so remember, maximum, you will get 360 days. So normally, you must remember that is 355 days, 354 days, like that. Because some months are 29 and some months are 30, so you can't say it is a fixed amount because every month normally it changes 30, 29, like that.
Somebody wants to meet you, Ustad, is a teacher from Margate. They say they would like to meet you in person, Ustad.
So remember what you want to meet me for. So you must remember, if you're a female, you can meet my wife. If you're a male, then we're coming down there to Durban, inshallah, in May sometime. So you can come and meet us. If you're a male, we got no problem, and so forth. So we don't walk with bodyguards and all that. Allah Ta'ala protect us min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all types of evil.
I've got that that pastor, the young pastor. He says that, but you guys, you'll fast for 30 days. What benefit do you get from it? Ustad?
I'm surprised you're a pastor and you're asking that. Before Moses received the Torah, so what did he do? So you must remember, he was fasting for 40 days. And this was after, you must remember, the drowning of the Pharaoh. And thereafter, he received the Torah. Jesus, peace be upon him, used to fast. The prophets and messengers used to fast. And it is the sunnah and the system of every prophet and messenger. The distinction and unique feature and characteristic for us as Muslims is chapter 2, verse 183. Pastor, go refer to it. Chapter 2, verse 183. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting is made compulsory upon you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. As it was ordained on the nations and generations before you. Why? La'allakum tattaqoon. So that you develop taqwa. What is taqwa, Pastor? When we, the Muslim, I see my 5-year-old children, 6-year-old children, 7-year-old children, they fasting. So what happens? We are imbuing the angelic qualities. No eating, no drinking, no fulfilling our lust, desires and passion. And what happens is, on the other side, the satanic qualities are removed. But you see, you, Pastor, I'm not saying you personally per se, but when you study your system, so you tell the guy that you belong to the Catholic Church, you can't get married. You tell them you can't do this. So what happens? Then you find the monk one side, and you find the nun the other side, and then you find some monkey business going on. So what you say, Pastor? You got it now, Pastor? So that is the benefit of fasting. We learn self-discipline. I'm 100% sure, Pastor, you drive a smart car. So once a year or so, you have to take the car for a major service, bumper to bumper. So when we are fasting, we're going through a bumper to bumper service. From head to toe, we spiritually cleanse ourselves. So we detox ourselves to make you understand. You got it, Pastor? So thank you for your question.
He says, God bless you, Ustad.
Yes, you must start fasting, Pastor. Then you will walk straight. Otherwise, you're going to go zigzag. You must remember.
Ustad, somebody says here, does a pap smear break a human's fast? And what about a routine internal scan, Ustad?
Remember that you men and women understand these three rules. Any medication, any food, any liquid goes through the mouth, is mufsid, it will break the fast. Any medication goes through the nose and so forth, it will break the fast. Any medication goes through the back passage, suppositories and so forth, people have piles, Allah forbid, it will break the fast, male or female. For you ladies only, this usul principle is for you ladies only. Anything goes through the front passage. You go for internal, you go for this, you go for that. You insert a tampon or what have you whilst you're fasting. Remember, your fast is broken. So that is the law, my sister. Today you are fasting and you have to go to the gynae for internal checkup. Finish, your fast is broken. One qadha is compulsory.
I've got a new listener, Sister Annette. Annette, she says, how safe is Moscow for foreign visitors, Ustad?
Very safe. Very, very safe. I give you my story. I landed in Moscow with my wife. And I booked in one of the best hotels there, Azimut Hotel, like a 5-star hotel. Why I booked there? Because I next to it, walking distance, is the biggest mosque, remember, there in Moscow. And Putin built it before the World Cup in Russia, you see. So what had happened is that, I said, it's a 5-story building. They have 250,000-300,000 people reading Jummah Salat, Friday prayer there. And each time over 1 million people come. So I was there the Thursday night. I arrived there, and then Friday I went and so forth, performed Salat there and whatever you. So I want to share with you, Annette, I don't know if you're pronouncing your name correctly. If it's wrong, we apologize. But anyway, my sister, in humanity. So whilst we were going from Moscow airport to the hotel, I saw this driver that is going right, is going left. It's already 1 hour and so forth. We never reach our destination. So when I landed at Moscow, I changed my money into rubles, right? Second is I took out the SIM card, and the guy told me there is so many rubles. If you want, you can use it. But with that, they give you an emergency number. So when this guy was going, now I don't know one word of Russian. I don't know anybody there. So I said that, let me phone that. A lady picked up on the other side. I said, madam, do you speak English? She said, yes. I said, you know, I want to go to this hotel. She says, yes, I know the hotel. I told her, I mean, with this taxi guy, and I don't know, I'm not accusing him, but I can't communicate with him. But he's going here and there, and we over an hour on in this taxi, you know. And I don't know, but please you speak to him. She spoke to him what they spoke in Russian, Allah. But the tears started flowing from that guy's eyes, that taxi guy's eyes. You must remember, after 10, 15 minutes, it went out. Whether he had some ideas or what, Allah alone knows. But remember, it's very safe. Remember this. That they got policemen everywhere, everywhere. And for foreigners, 100% safe. So maybe Putin, when he comes to South Africa, he will tell me, AK, you're promoting me so much. Better I give you a ticket that you come there. Then me, I will go. And I want to meet him one-to-one. Putin, you're a big harami. You put them in the right place for all these Americans and all these other characters, NATO, and Trump said that Ukraine is finished. Kaput, you must remember that. So we ended off there. Make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah decimate and destroy the Zionist entity and the Jutlas who want to harm the Muslims and humanity. Allah protect the haram. Let me give you one quick news. All of you just type this on your computer. Quick now on your phone. Adonis. You do it now, Molana. Adonis. You will see what name will come. Adonis. This is the harami, murtad MBS. He allows Adonis and these characters to come to Saudi. The man insulted Nabi alayhi salam. The man rejects Islam, but he comes and sings poetry and all that in Riyadh and all that. That is your new Saudi Arabia. Allah Ta'ala decimate MBS, MBZ, if there's no hidayat for them. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum.